Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam alaikum. So welcome. Today we have another interesting story on Lantern, this program. So we go for this story.
Ali's Way or Training. The city of Kufa was the capital of the Islamic government. People from all over the world used to gather at that point to get the benefit of knowledge and learning from that great Islamic university. One of those days, two men came across each other in the vicinity of the city. One of them was Ali, the commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, and the other was a Christian who did not recognize him. The Christian man was moving toward the suburban area of Kufa, whereas Ali ibn Abi Talib was on his way to Kufa. They mutually agreed to accompany each other for a while, talking to each other so that they do not get tired. They reach a point where two ways split out, so that each one wanted to move one another in those two different roads, so that each one wanted to move on one of those two different roads. The Christian bade farewell and went on his way, but he observed that his Muslim companion, whose way was on the opposite side, was moving towards him. So he stopped and questioned him. "Don't you want to go to Kufa?" Ali ibn Abi Talib said, "Yes." The Christian man said, "Then why are you coming towards this direction?" Ali alayhi salam replied, "I wish to accompany you to a certain length of distance because our Prophet said, when two persons are together on a way, on a journey, companions, they get a right over each other. Now that you have got a right upon me, I go along with you up to a certain distance, so that I must pay you discharge that light of yours in this world. Then I will part off on my own way." The Christian man was much pleased and moved by his humanly attitude and conduct, and he liked this talk and said, "It's benefiting that I should also embrace Islam, which has such a culture and students." His amazement and astonishment was only too enhanced when he discovered that his travel companion is Ali, the ruler of Islam. So he immediately accepted and embraced Islam at his hand.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iranradio.ir. Well, in this program, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to elaborate and talk some more details about these stories and the themes and lessons that we can take in order to make use of them as Muslims in our lives. Well, this episode of Lantern is about Imam Ali alayhi salam and non-Muslims. You know, in fact, we want to elaborate on the way the non-Muslims viewed Imam Ali alayhi salam and the way that he treated them on their country. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam was so popular even among the non-Muslims that when he died, all the Christians, Jews came to Kufa, and particularly the women and children who were personally looked after by Imam Ali alayhi salam, they lamented his death and wept as one does for one's father. You know, mourning was observed even in Judaism, and the Lord Bishop also could not restrain his tears. You know, all the outstanding ulama, including Shia and Sunni in the religion of Islam, even the non-Muslim scholars have said that they are all unable to understand the spiritual position of the commander of the faithful personality. This part of the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam catches everyone's eye with its loftiness and enlightenment. They cannot understand the different dimensions of his life. This is one part of his life. When Ibn Abil Hadid, a Sunni and Mu'tazili scholar, narrated one of the sermons of the Commander of the Faithful, which is about monotheism, in his commentary on Nahj al-Balagha. He says, Ibrahim al-Khalil al-Rahman should be proud of having such a son. You know, many prophets emerged from Ibrahim's descendants. However, he says that this is only about the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, Ibrahim al-Khalil al-Rahman should say to this son of his, you made certain statements in your monotheism sermon about the Arabs' follies. I could not make such statements about Nabt that are a Bani Israel tribe follies, and I could not illustrate the same truth as you did.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So you see, you notice that the narrator is a Sunni person and a Mu'tazili scholar. This is one part and one chapter of the Commander of the Faithful's life, and it has many unknown dimensions, and this part of his life is really a deep ocean. You know, most of non-Muslim thinkers believe that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the last opportunity for humanity to learn from him and to be raised by him on the special morals entitled justice and equality among all humans, as his thought was the essence of the religions that all the prophets brought and which Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam learned from their sources. So he was the best student for the greatest teachers. He deserved to be called the educator of nations. And this is how he is described by the non-Muslims, you know. Not we Shias who are just strong, you know, follower of him. No, not us, but the people who do not believe in the religion of Islam or Shia school of thought. So unfortunately, the nations, starting from his own one in his time, did not follow or obey him, and the citizens of the country weren't at level of his thought, philosophy and justice. And because of that, Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred before he built the virtuous city in the souls of the members of the human community, since building a righteous and virtuous person for the Imam alayhi salam is the origin of the urbanism and civilization, the pillar of states, and immunity to justice and equality. These are considered as the immunity to the ruler and the ruled, and the basis of the true virtuous city, and its shield that protects it from becoming an empire of oppression and darkness. Okay, dear listeners, that was the time we had for this episode of Lantern. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.